وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون.
The Jews say, the Christians have no basis for their beliefs. And the Christians say, the Jews have no basis for their beliefs. They say so even though they read the scripture. The claim of those who have no knowledge of the scripture is similar.
Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning their differences.
The claim of those who have no knowledge of the scriptures is similar.
The reference is to the polytheists of Arabia.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
And who is more unjust than he who bars Allah's places of worship, that his name be mentioned there, and seeks their destruction? It does not behove such people to enter them, and should they enter, they should enter in fear. There is degradation for them in this world, and mighty chastisement in the next.
It does not behove such people to enter them, and should they enter, they should enter in fear.
Places of worship should properly remain in the custody of devout and God-fearing people, so that even if bad people did go there, they would be deterred from committing misdeeds through fear of punishment. This is a subtle reference to the wrong perpetrated by the unbelievers of Mecca, who had barred their own compatriots, the Muslims, from worshiping in the house of God.
وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
The east and the west belong to Allah. To whichever direction you turn, you will be turning to Allah. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing.
To whichever direction you turn, you will be turning to Allah.
God is neither eastern nor western, east and west, north and south, and indeed all places and directions are His, though He is not confined to any particular place or direction. Hence, if any place or direction is fixed for worship, this does not mean that God dwells there. Likewise, changes in the direction of prayer is not a proper subject for controversy and dispute.
Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing.
That is, God is neither limited, mean, narrow-minded, nor poor in resources. All such notions about God, which arise from considering Him as essentially similar to human beings, are erroneous. God's realm is boundless, and so is His vision and the range of His benevolence and mercy. Moreover, God's knowledge is all-embracing. He knows who remembers Him as well as where, when, and why He does that.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ.
They say, Allah has taken to Himself a son. Glory to Him. In truth, His is all that is in the heavens and the earth, and to Him are all in obeisance.
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ.
He is the originator of the heavens and earth. Whenever He decrees a matter, He merely says, be, and it is.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَا اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَا آيَةٌ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ
The ignorant say, Why does Allah not speak to us? Why does no sign come to us? The same was said by people before them. Their hearts are all alike. We have made the signs clear for people of firm faith.
The ignorant say, Why does Allah not speak to us? Why does no sign come to us?
What they meant was that God should either appear before them himself, tell them plainly that the Quran was a revelation from him, and proclaim his injunctions, or cause them to see some extraordinary sign that would convince them that whatever Muhammad, peace be upon him, told them was from him.
The same was said by people before them. Their hearts are all alike.
The fact is, the misguided people of the time of the revelation of the Quran did not raise any objection or make any demands essentially different from those of the misguided people of the past. From the remote past till today, error and misguidedness seem to have the same character, so the same doubts and objections are repeated over and over again.
We have made the signs clear for people of firm faith.
The demand that God should speak to them directly was too absurd even to be answered. The question dealt with here concerns the demand for a sign that would convince them of the truth. In response to this, it is pointed out that many signs do exist, but all such signs are of profit only to those who are inclined to believe. As for those who are bent on disbelief, what sign can be shown to them, and to what avail?
أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم
What greater sign can there be than that? We sent you with the truth as a bearer of good tidings and a warner. And you will not be answerable about the people of the blazing flame.
We sent you with the truth as a bearer of good tidings and a warner.
Why speak of other signs when the most conspicuous sign of truth is the very person of Muhammad, peace be upon him? Let us recall his life before the commencement of his prophethood, the conditions existing in the area where and the people among whom he was born, the manner in which he was brought up and spent the first 40 years of his life, and then his glorious achievements as a prophet. What further signs could we want in support of his message?
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ
Never will the Jews be pleased with you, O Prophet, nor the Christians until you follow their way. Say, Allah's guidance, that is the true guidance. Should you follow their desires, disregarding the knowledge which has come to you, you shall have no protector or helper against Allah.
Never will the Jews be pleased with you, O Prophet, nor the Christians until you follow their way.
The cause of their disconcertment with the Prophet, peace be upon him, was not that they were earnest seekers of the truth, which the Prophet had failed to make clear to them. The real cause of their unhappiness was that he had not resorted to hypocrisy and trickery in regard to religious matters, that unlike them, he did not pursue self-interest and self-indulgence under the facade of godliness and piety, that he did not twist religious principles and injunctions without scruple, as the Jews were wont to do in order to make them suit their desires and fancies, that he did not resort to the chicanery and duplicity which characterized the religious life of the Jews. As a result, it was no use trying to appease them. For unless the Muslims were prepared to assume the attitude and orientation of the Jews and to follow all their errors in belief and practice, there was no question of their being able to bring about any reconciliation with them.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Those to whom we have given the scripture and who recite it as it ought to be recited truly believe in it, and those who disbelieve in it, they are the utter losers. Those to whom we have given the scripture and who recite it as it ought to be recited truly believe in it. This refers to the pious element among the people of the book. Since these people read the book with sincerity and honesty of purpose, they're inclined to accept whatever they find to be true according to it.